morning. So glad to join you, faithful ones, on our Shift Today live radio experience. My name is Nina Roach, and we're going to have such a great segment today as you, I believe, are going to finish your 26 days left of 2018. Well, I'm actually decreeing and declaring that you will finish your year strong. You won't be overwhelmed, I believe, in the name of Jesus by the things that are to come or even put pressure that you only have 26 more days left. I believe that I know that you love God and you have his strength. You know that he's your shield and he's your rock and that he is reigning forever. I believe if you hold on to the things of God and what he has planted in your heart, as I mentioned to you even yesterday, don't doubt in the dark what God has spoken to you in the light. If it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before. But what I do know is God doesn't want you to doubt. He doesn't want you to be stagnant. He doesn't want you to waver. He needs for you to come strong up in your faith and in your year strong. We're going to have a great segment today. I want to welcome you. If this is your very first time listening to Shift Today, just know that you have not gotten on this broadcast by accident, but you are ready to engage and have an online personal experience with the Holy Spirit, my special guest who I want to welcome onto this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we welcome you this morning. We thank you that you are the revealer and the manifester of truth. We thank you that it is because of your word that you've revealed to us and we have willed it that we can take hold of what you are extending to us today. For this is the day that you have made and given us, Holy Spirit, and we choose to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Father, for your word today that will not return void, but it will accomplish the very purpose that you have sent it out of my lips of clay and thought through my mind this morning. I thank you, Father, in advance that souls will be challenged, perspectives will be changed. You will be equipping your body today and your people. Seekers, you will meet them at their point of need. You will empower believers to make a difference today in their realms of influence. For Holy Spirit, I thank you for the good work that you've done inside of each one of us. And this is the confidence that we have in you this morning, that we believe that we receive these prayers being answered. We believe that we receive all that you have extended to us. And I'm so grateful, Father God, for another opportunity to minister your word as I have meditated it upon it in my heart. And so, God, do what you do best. Meet your people at their point of need today. Go beyond what I can ever say. I thank you for the performance of the words that are being spoken today. I'm holding on to the performance. I'm believing for the manifestation today. You can take hold and receive anything that God wants for you to have if you just extend and open up your heart and welcome the word and believe the word. Because before you believe it, you got to welcome it. You got to welcome God. Welcome the Holy Spirit. Wherever you are today, why don't you go ahead and engage with me and just tell the Holy Spirit, good morning, and I welcome you, Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, that's a great place to start, by welcoming the Holy Spirit and engaging him wherever you are. I love what the Holy Spirit is doing in this time. Though the world may look like it's getting bleaker and darker, which it is, because he said that it would, the church, hear what I'm telling you today, you are getting brighter and brighter. You are being protected. You have God as your shield. You have God who is the omnipotent one. You have God that's your partner and your friend. You have God still proclaiming the promises over you and your family. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. And that's what I'm talking about today on Shift, to consider God. Consider God. When you are moving forward in the things of God, when you're moving forward to achieve results, whether if it's natural results, whether if it's spiritual results, whether if it's some kind of whatever kind of result that you're after, because everybody is after a result, believe it or not. You're after something, even if it's a relationship that you're pursuing. You're pursuing after a result. You want something to happen. You want something to manifest. And the best way to do it is to consider God. Because what did Jesus tell us? He said in Mark 11:22, he said, have faith. in God. He even mentioned in Mark, he says, John also, he says, it's the Father that's in me that is doing his work. So then you got to know who's doing the work inside of you. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. It's the Father in me doing his work. I'm going to pull that up from John 14:10 because I want to read that to you today. And I'm also going to read to you today Romans 4:14-19, talking about Abraham. I mean, who's the best place to talk about who finished his journey strong, and even things that he was believing for, he saw it afar off from a distance. Some things he never received it, but you can't receive anything naturally anyway until you first see it by faith and get it by faith. I want to encourage you, if you have not seen my video on social media, to watch that video and also to get your faith up. That challenge is going to start this coming Saturday. Well, I'm going to open us up in the challenge, and when you register and pay, because a lot of people are registering, but I don't see there's a payment. So there must be a registration, and for a donation of $21 is how you will be into my Faith Builders training. I'm going to build your faith up. It's going to be just as if you're going to a gym 2 or 3 days a week. Well, you will literally see me 2 to 3 days a week on this faith building training. And once you register and for a donation of pay, you will get the details. I have no need to post details on social media for those that have not registered. I'm constantly emphasizing and putting it out there of what is to come, but I'm so excited about the revelation knowledge that God has revealed to me that only the faith builders who are registered would get. So registering doesn't qualify you alone without the payment, because without the payment is when you get access to the training and the details of the training, which will be released. Hear what I'm telling you today. So with that, I'm really excited about that. But today I want to talk to you about considering God, to finish your year strong by considering God. In John 14:16, Jesus, say Jesus, because everything that Jesus is, I believe Jesus is the word, Jesus is the seed, Jesus is the will, Jesus is the way. I like to say it, red word win. So that means all the words that you read in your Bible that are read, especially in the New Covenant, that Jesus has spoken, those are winning words. Those are overcoming words. Those are the breath of life words. Those are the words from the spirit of the resurrection. Those are the words of truth. Those are the words of the second person in the Godhead. Hear what I'm telling you today. Jesus manifested flesh. So Jesus says from John 14:10 from the Amplified, he says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? So the first thing you notice, he says in verse 10, he says, do you not believe it? So that we must start believing that the Father is in Jesus and Jesus is in the Father. So therefore, since the Father is in Jesus, then who's speaking? Yes, Jesus is using his lips in the natural realm to the people that he was talking to, but it was the Father that was speaking through him. So he said, the words I say to you, I do not say on my own initiative or authority, but the Father abiding continually in me does his work, seeing miracles and acts of power. Now let me break this verse down from John 14:10 from the Amplified Bible. But before I do, I'm going to read it also from the CEV, and I'm going to read John 14:10 from the Passion Translation. He says, do you believe that I am one with the Father and the Father is one with me? What I say isn't said on my own. The Father who lives in me does these things. So therefore, let's also go to the Passion Translation. Don't you believe that the Father is living in me and that I am living in the Father? Even my words are not my own, but come from the Father who lives in me and performs his miracles of power through me. That's a great translation out of that Passion Translation out of John 14:10. Today I'm talking about consider God as you're finishing your 26 days left until the brand new year. This is what I heard prior to getting on the broadcast. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. You could finish so much stronger than the way that you started. This year, I don't know about you, but I'm transparently speaking, has been a very challenging, breakthrough, bearing, faith-bearing year. I've gotten breakthroughs. My capacity has expanded in my spirit, but it's been a challenge to do it. It hasn't been like a road map laid out very smoothly, laid out very beautifully and easily. No, this has been one, take it by force. The kingdom of heaven takes it by force. Get the word and take it and meditate on it and translate it. Then doubt comes, then fear comes, then casting that down and taking it by force and getting the results and taking it by force. It's been just like that, one thing after the next. And that's why I'm so excited about this Saturday and starting the Get Your Faith Up Challenge for those 21 days, just alone, just to loose the holds of unbelief, to loose the hold of doubt, to loose the holds and all of the other things. And that's why it's so important, if you're going to join us for the 21 days, Get Your Faith Up Challenge, get signed up. Registration is not enough. You're going to need to donate as well so that you can have access to it. Letting me know that you're willing by your registration won't get you all of the necessary material to get you started, and also to have full access to me, as I will be your faith-building coach through these 21 days. So therefore, talking about today, considering God and ending your year strong from John 14:10, from the Amplified, he says, I like it better even from the TPT. He says, don't you believe that the Father is living in me and that I am living in the Father? So already Jesus is already considering to believe in God, and he's believing in God by acting upon God. He says, even the words that I'm speaking are not my own, but from the Father. That's the one who's been speaking to you so far. Even though he's using my lips, he threw me to you, for he lives in me, even Jesus is saying, and I'm saying, and he's performing his miracles of power through me. Why? Because the word has everything in it. When you decree and declare the word of God, you have the power of God. That's what we call God's creative power. But you cannot believe until you first speak. Even now, if you're speaking doubt and if you're speaking all kinds of negative things, you believe that, because the Bible says, good, bad, or indifferent, it says, with the heart believes and with the mouth speaks. But what is the mouth speaking? The mouth is speaking from what is coming from the belief of the heart. So whatever your heart is believing, that is what you're going to speak about, and that's what you're going to constantly meditate about. But I'm telling you, all of that can change if you consider God. He says, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? So the words that I say to you, the Amplified John 14:10, I do not say on my own initiative or authority, because authority is in the word. But the Father abiding in me, the greater is he that's dwelling in him than he that is in the world. That's the Holy Spirit. Hear what I'm telling you. He's abiding. So the Holy Spirit is always hovering over words that are of God so that he can perform it. The Holy Spirit performs the word. You are called to proclaim the word. I'm going to say that again. The Holy Spirit performs the miracle. The Holy Spirit does it through you. He releases his power. He goes into action on your behalf, but he cannot act until he first hears you speak. He cannot until you first speak, and you cannot speak until you first believe, and you cannot believe until God initiates the promise to you. Hear what I'm telling you today, where we're going into that faith training, and that's the depthness of how this thing works. You have to consider God. It's God's initiative. It's God who told you the promise. Your promise existed before your problem existed, before the foundations of the world. Before you came through your mother's body in whatever city you came through, your promise already existed. God had already decided. He says that, I know the plans. I know the promises. I know all my thoughts that I have towards you. My thoughts towards you is to prosper you. My thoughts towards you is to give you a hope. My thoughts towards you is to give you health and healing, even when sickness, disease tries to come upon your body. Read it for yourself. It's in the covenant. And my thoughts towards you is to make you the head and not the tail. My thoughts towards you is to make you the lender and not the borrower. My thoughts towards you is that your latter days will be greater than your former. My thoughts towards you is that you would be satisfied with long life. And when the enemy tries to roughshod and come upon you, then guess what? I've set a shield upon him. My thoughts towards you is that you have long life and days upon the earth and live like heaven upon the earth. My thoughts towards you and your family is that all of the family in the earth would be blessed by me. These are my thoughts. So my topic today is to consider God. Don't consider your situation. When you start considering your situation, when you start considering your problem, this is what's going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You become weakened in faith. And how do you become weakened in faith? Through unbelief. That means you're meditating on the problem and you're not meditating on God. You're not thinking upon God. You're not thinking about who's the author and the finisher of your faith. You're not thinking about who's got this faith thing started for you. You're not thinking about, all you're thinking about is yourself and how am I going to do it and what do I need to do to figure it out. And God is telling you, if you're thinking my thoughts, you are not thinking no more on how to figure it out, because my thoughts said in Proverbs 3 and 5 and 6 to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways consider me, think about me, consider me, and I will direct your path. But if you're constantly trying to figure it out, then you do not have God's thoughts, because God said in Proverbs 3, 4, and 5, don't try to figure it out. And I'm going to read that too. Also, let me pull that up very quickly. Proverbs, you probably heard it before, but sometimes you need to hear it in different versions. That's why I always encourage you, read different versions of the Bible, because you'll get that one that really sticks to your spirit, and that's the one that you can constantly hold on to and meditate upon. Amen? I need to pull this version up from the Message Bible, because I know the Message is going to tear it up. I already know it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It says, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, it says, trust from the bottom of your heart. This is God's thoughts, because this is God's word. He wrote the Bible. The word of God was given to us so it could train us up in righteousness. That's the purpose of the faith challenge, to train you up in righteousness. It's not just by faith, because he says it's by grace through faith. But what's the grace of God? It's the grace of even having the righteousness of God. What's the righteousness of God? That's your position. That's your stance. That means you're justified. Righteousness and justification means the same. That means you believe in your position. So he says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 from the Message Bible, trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. So that's God's thought. So if you're constantly the one that tells everybody, or you're on the phone or you're sending a text, hold on, I'll get back to you because I need to figure it out, you don't have God's thought, because you're still trying to figure it out. And that's why you need to go through some kind of rigorous faith training where you're not just a member of a church or a partner of the church. You need personal training specifically in this area. Just like if you go to a gym, you tell them, I want to lose 20 pounds. You don't just do that just by signing up. You do it through personal training. That means they give you a strategy. They give you a way, something that you can get, and where you can get some victory to start losing. I don't care if it's 1 pound at a time, it's 1 pound less that you don't have of the 20. That's your ultimate result. But I don't care if it's a small victory or a big victory, but we're getting you less to loosen that dead, let go of those dead weights, let go of that 95% of emotional responses from the subconscious mind. Let go of those deaf talks, not speaking from your mother tongue, and calling those things up to be not as though they were. To let go of ungodly beliefs. What are ungodly beliefs? To do things on your own apart from the thoughts of God and not believe them. So he says, don't try to figure it out on your own. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. One thing that you're going to be trained in on this 21-day challenge, you're going to hear the voice of God in everything you do. Because why would God tell us to listen to his voice in everything we do if he did not reveal his voice in everything we do? But he cannot reveal his voice to everything we do if we are constantly trying to figure out everything on our own, if we are constantly not trusting God from the bottom of our hearts. So that's why you first have to exercise your will before he reveals the way. God can do a lot. I can do a lot with a willing heart, a ready heart, than trying to get and pump you up to do something. That's what I'm not going to do. You're going to pump you up. It's time to engage yourself, because these are your results. These are your promises. These are the things that belong to you, and it will not happen for you if you don't engage your free will. So going on, he says, he's the one. This means this is God's responsibility. It's God's the initiation. That's what I'm talking about today. Consider God. He's the one who will keep you on track. He's not keeping you on track with the problem. God is keeping you on track with the problem, the promise. Why? So there can be a performance of his word. See, everybody wants to have a problem and just walk up and expect God to perform it. It doesn't happen like that. It never happened like that. If you follow the strategy of God, especially through the new covenant and how he manifested himself for Jesus, Jesus just did not walk up to somebody that he saw that was hurting and bleeding and all of that. He could never override human person's will. I can't override your human will. Hear what I'm telling you today. You have to override your human will. So therefore, he always would ask them, do you believe I can do this? And because whatever their response was, hear what I'm telling you today, was as far as he could go with their faith. If they did not believe and use their faith, Jesus could not perform it. There were many times in scriptures, and he, one particularly part in the word of God, he says it wasn't that he would not heal them. He says he could not heal them. So it wasn't that Jesus' word didn't work. They didn't work the word so that he could perform it, because it must be a performance. And so he did not do many miracles, as it says. Let me read that very quickly out of Matthew. Woo, this is so good. I pray that you're getting something out of it and getting your heart registered and having a desire to sign up, because you will see me live every single week. I'm going to be your personal coach, next level. Nina, I'm ready to take you into a place that you've never gone to see and to experience something that you have already never experienced. But you desire it, but you don't have a way to do it. So I've got some actual testimonies, and I'm talking about from my own experience. I mean, if you're going to teach something, you got to have your own experience. I got my own experience to share with you how faith works. And I don't mean something that happened 20 years ago. I'm talking about recent stuff, because that's what I'm talking about. He says right here, it says in Matthew 13:58, and because the people did not have any faith, here it is. Jesus did not work many miracles there. He says it even in the in Matthew 13:58, and their great unbelief, there it is, kept him from doing any mighty miracles in Nazareth. So what kept Jesus from moving? It was his will to heal them, because that's God's will. He says in Exodus 15, consider God, I'm talking about, I am the God that healeth thee. But because of their ungreat belief, it kept the anointing, Christ, because remember it says unto us a child was born. That's Jesus. Christ is the Son. Christ is the anointing. Christ is the elder. Christ is the mature one. That's the power of God. The Son was Jesus, salvation. He came to bring salvation, but the power was the Son. That's Christ. His name, Christ, means the anointed one, the power. But Jesus is the child. Ooh, glory be to God. And he says from the Message Bible, Matthew 13:58, and Jesus said, a prophet is taken for granted. See, that's why it happens. That's why I always say, even people that know me, I say, be careful, though you know me as your niece, your daughter, your child, whatever it is, your neighbor, your friend, your sister in Christ. Be careful if you know me, because you know me when we're hanging out and we're eating and all of that. But when I come under that anointing, respect the anointing as a prophetic teacher. Why I say that? Because what is this? It's an old saying that says a familiarity breeds contempt. Familiarity, you get so familiar because we hung out and we may have done some painting and we might have went hiking and we just did the regular normal Nina stuff. When I come under that anointing, that's something different. So you have to respect, in a sense, if you want what it what's on my life, that anointing. You have to respect the anointing. And when you dishonor the anointing, or you just look at it, oh, that's my girl, that's my G, that's my whatever. See, you're disrespecting the anointing, and it ain't going to work for you, bottom line. And I'm not telling you necessarily because I'm pumping myself up. I don't need necessarily the honor and the glory, because God has already honored and glorified me. I've already gone through a battery of tests. I've already been certified in the faith. He can already trust me with his word and trust me with his people. So I'm not looking for you to clap or give, you know, all of the accolades and all of that stuff for me. God is doing all of that on my behalf. Hear what I'm telling you today. Everything I'm doing is because I'm looking to the hills from which my help cometh, being on this broadcast Monday through Friday, not being paid, not one time of 7 years. Hear what I'm telling you today, because I've considered God, and I love God, and I love his people, and I want to see the fulfillment of God's plans in his life. So God has got me, and he's taking care of me. So respect the anointing. If you disrespect the anointing and just think, oh, that's my girl, oh, that's my coach, or that's my, you're going to miss it, because you got to press into what God is saying. Just like I said, that Jesus says it's the Father that's dwelling in me that's doing the work. Well, it's the Father in me that I know that's doing the work. There's no way that I can do all of this stuff on my own without the power of God. It would overwhelm me. Having a business, running a ministry, it would overwhelm me, literally. But because I'm under the power of God, and when I'm speaking to you under the power of God, take from the anointing that's in me. Receive what the anointing has. So familiarity will breed contempt. Well, you will look at me and be so familiar with who you know me to be in the natural realm that you might dismiss me in the spiritual realm, and you'll miss me. And that's what happened a lot with Jesus. They saw Jesus walking, oh, he's the Son of God, he's this and that, but they didn't recognize that he was operating out of a spirit of a prophet. And he says in Matthew 13:58 that, and Jesus said, a prophet is taken for granted in his own town and his family. Why? Because he didn't do many miracles there because of their hostile indifference. They had a indifference. They had a belief, what could come out of this kid? He's coming from Nazareth. What could he do? He's only 12. What could he do? He's my son. That's my cousin. That's my nephew. And he's like, you know what? You're missing so much because you're looking at the indifference, and that indifference is what's holding you back. And it could be an indifference of maybe you're just looking at your pastor where you go as just a pastor or just a this. You better respect the anointing on who those God have appointed in this hour. Hear what I'm telling you. Somebody needs to hear this now and listen on to this podcast, because when you respect the anointing and respect the things of God, you are considering God, because you're considering that he appointed these people to these positions. Positions to take hold of what they're delivering to you, because they're doing the work that he's infusing his power in through them so that you can receive what he has for you. So consider God in your year strong. There's a song that I love this song, and it's by Bethel, and it's called God, I Look to You. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see the things that you do. God, I look to you. You're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom so you know just what to do. I will love you, Lord, my strength. I will love you, the Lord, my shield. I will love you, the Lord, my rock forever. For all my days, I will love you. You can pull this song up as well on YouTube. It's a beautiful song by Bethel, and it's called God, I Look to You. Then it says, hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, God, our God reigns forever, all my days. Hallelujah. If you're going to end your year strong, I'm telling you now, you must consider God. Abraham considered God. He did not waver at the promise. Hear what I'm telling you today. He didn't just think, oh, this is just some another God that's talking to me. God, Abraham was a moon worshiper, and God initiated himself to reveal his problems. He says, I have made you the father of many nations. Not I'm going to, because as long as you think going to that and future, you're not operating in faith, which is now. And God says, I have, because everything God has done for you now, it's already done. So once you get your mindset that God has already done this, so now, Father, now that you've done this through Jesus Christ, what you've wrought through him, show me how to bring it down from the heavenly realm to the earthly realm so there can be a performance of your word and that God can get the glory and I can have a testimony. That's what this faith challenge is all about. So even it says, as I'm coming to a close from Romans 4, it says, He is our example, talking about Abraham. Let's go up before that, where God is giving him now the promise from verse 16, Romans 4:15 from the Passion Translation. The promise depends on faith so that it can be experienced as a grace gift, which means nothing that you're doing toiling, nothing that the flesh could get. And it says, and now it extends to all the descendants of Abraham. That's us, meaning only believers. Faith does not belong to unbelievers because faith is something that comes from God. And you have to be in a covenant relationship first in order to experience the faith of God. Other than that, you're not experiencing the faith of God. You're just experiencing everything in the flesh before you come into the kingdom of God. This promise is not only meant for those who obey the law, but also for those who enter into faith of Abraham, the father of us all. That's what the scripture means. He says, I have, talking about God now speaking to Abraham, I have made you, not I'm going to make you, not I will make you. It says, I have made you, past tense, because the kingdom of God is a past tense kingdom. I have made you healed already. As an example, somebody needs to be healed. If you take that I've made you healed and bring it out by faith by saying, you bring it out by faith by saying, you can see the manifestation, the performance of the word. He says, I've made you the father of many nations. He is our example and father, talking about Abraham. For in God's presence, he believed. That's where it starts. In God's presence, when God gives you that promise before your problem existed, you have to believe. The greatest challenge that ever Jesus dealt with was belief. Say this with me. Lord, help my unbelief. Believe. Now, he says, in God's presence, he believed that God, see, consider God, that God can raise the dead, what's dead in your life that needs to be raised before the end of this year, and call into being things that don't even exist yet. Against all odds, in other words, against all hope, when everything looked hopeless, when it was 11:59 and the doctor said this, the report said that, the bill came in the mail, that last bill on top of all of the other fuzzy bills, when everything else looked hopeless, Abraham still believed. Why did he believe? What did he believe? He believed God, consider God, and he believed God, the promise, it says, and expected God to fulfill it. It's not your responsibility to fulfill something you never initiated. You didn't initiate the problem. You didn't even initiate the promise. You didn't even, some of you might have initiated your problem, but some of you may not. Sometimes you got the problems of others just because you're in community, like with family. Something comes up, and because that's your family, now you got the problem too because you're in community. It's the same thing in the church. It's the same thing in our nation, and it's the same thing everywhere else. So he says he expected God to fulfill it. He took God at his word, and as a result, I told you we are after a result, and as a result, He became. When did he become the father of the many nations? Not when he saw it 24 and a half years later. He became the father of many nations when he believed it. And then he started meditating on it, and he saw it. He was reminded at his vision board when God told him to look at the stars. Every time he looked up in the stars, he was reminded of the promise. He was reminded not of the problem that his body couldn't do it, not of the problem that Sarah couldn't do it. He was reminded of the promise that I have made you the father of many nations. So keep looking up, Abraham. Keep meditating, Abraham. Keep seeing it, Abraham. And the more you keep seeing it, I'm going to give you revelation, and I'm going to perform it because it's my responsibility because I initiated it. And as a result, he became the father of many nations. Why? God's declaration over him came to pass. He says, your descendants will be so many that they will be impossible to count. And guess what? It happened. In spite of nearly 100 years old, this is where we're going to get at the end on them 21 days. In spite of being nearly 100 years old, when the promise of having a son was made, his faith, say it with me, his faith, say it again, his faith was so strong that it came not to be undermined. by the facts. Deal with the facts when you're dealing with faith. You can't deal with the struggle that's real when you're dealing with faith. I'm not telling you to dismiss the problem. I'm telling you not to consider the problem. I'm telling you to consider God. Undermined by the fact that he and Sarah were incapable of conceiving the child, or some versions say the deadness of her womb. He didn't consider their age. They were over 100. He was 100. She was 90. That alone is a miracle. Faith only deals with the impossible. If it's possible, you don't need faith. You don't need the challenge if it's possible. I need for you to sign up if it's what it looks like is bleak, when you can't believe anymore. I need to get your faith up. I need to build you up so that you can believe and be undermined by the fact that he and Sarah were incapable of conceiving, and guess what they did? Woo, it's nothing like the promise. Woo, it's nothing like when it comes to pass. Oh, it's nothing like when you can dream again. See, you even stop dreaming because you've been so overwhelmed and challenged by the problem. And I get that. I've been there. I know what that feels like, where that doubt is shooting all of the fiery darts it can, because that's the main job of the enemy, that soon as you get the implanted word to even start believing the word of God, soon as that seed starts getting into your heart, it says immediately the thief comes to steal. Why? He steals it through hardship. He steals it through strife. He steals it through offense. He steals it through bitterness. He steals it when he gets you to look back in your past and that 95% of your subconscious. He will find a way, because he's doing his job to steal it, but you're not doing your job to consider God. You're not doing your job to take hold of your faith. And there it is in verse 20, and it says from the TPT, Romans 4, the Passion Translation, he never stopped believing God's promise. Woo! For he was made strong in his faith to a father of a child. Talking about Isaac, he had a false promise first, which was Ishmael. When they got in the challenge, you're going to learn how to get out of your flesh. You're going to learn how to stop trying to figure it out. And because Abraham was mighty in faith and convinced, it's my job as your coach to fully convince you. It's not, I can't fulfill that problem. My job is to fully help you get fully persuaded and convince you to consider God, and convince you that God had all of the power, and he still has all of the power that's needed to fulfill that result that you want, that's needed to fulfill the promise that you want. It's Abraham glorified God. And then at the end of that challenge, I show you how you enter into praise. You're no longer focusing on the problem, but now you're proclaiming, and now you're praying, and now you keep putting pressure on the word, pressure on the promise, pressure on God, not pressure by thinking on the problem, not thinking on the struggle, not thinking on how long you've been there, not thinking about how long you've been stuck. You're now considering God, and you're coming up mighty and strong, and you're being fully persuaded that God has all the power through the Holy Ghost to perform the thing that he told you when he initiated it, because the promise existed before the problem. Before you came in through the earth, you didn't have any problems. Your problems came when you were born, and when especially when they heightened when you were born again into the kingdom of God. But now it's time for you to take hold of your faith and consider God who made the promise. Woo! We got that out. Say this with me by faith on this Shift Today Radio Spirit. Say, I believe, Lord Jesus, help my unbelief. Believe. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today. And may the Lord's face shine upon you as you consider him. And may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. I want you to consider God. Consider God. And if you're weakened in faith, get registered for this faith-building training for the next 21 days. Get ready to shape your faith and sculpt the thing that you want with your words. It's time for you to take God at what he said, because the one who promised is faithful. I love you. God bless you. And get signed up. Make the donation. Put your name and your information there, and I will know that your will is engaged and you're ready to become a faith builder. Because when the Son of Man comes, Luke 18:8, he says, will he find this kind of person? Persistent faith, not in heaven, because persistent faith is always happening in heaven, But he says, will he find it in the earth? I believe that he will, because there's going to be a bunch down here in California and everywhere all over in these hometowns that are going to be faith builders and do great and mighty exploits for God. I believe it. In Jesus' name, amen.